Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Happy fucking happy hour, everybody.
Yep. It's
typhoid.
It's a new year.
It's Typhoid Mary and the Typhoid Twins, Chris LaVoy and Travis Bone. We're soldiering on. So our happy hours for right now, they're going to be us saying fuck a lot, but talking about the fucking week that we just fucking had that we can't say fuck on the show about it.
Exactly.
And then some highlights from our regular fucking show.
Yes.
Because we all have to be remote. Because did we mention we all have COVID? Because this fucking just sucks. This is bullshit, isn't it?
It is. Total
it happens.
Bullshit.
Yeah. So, right. So we are all doing the show remotely.
Yes.
So obviously, happy hour. No one's been able to come near us for months, and now nobody can. Literally, we are all the boys and girls in plastic bubbles now.
They're people going to infect them through FaceTime.
I would like to, you know, roll out onto the beach in my bubble and kiss someone through that plastic like John Travolta did in that scene.
Oh, me too. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Tawny Katane. Who am I thinking of? The hot girl that kissed someone through a bubble. Who am I thinking of? I'll think of it.
Huh?
Okay. I don't know
what you're talking about.
Are you talking about the Jake Gyllenhaal movie Bubble Boy?
Oh, that could be what I'm talking about. Chris, okay. It's hard to say.
It's a theme.
We're experiencing sedition, insurrection on top of a pandemic in which we actually have COVID.
Yeah.
1 in 3 people in Los Angeles have COVID, and 1 in 2 people on the Stephanie Miller Show staff have COVID. So we're doing our part. Fucking A.
Bringing those numbers up.
Yeah, great.
Right. But we've been talking all week.
We have antibodies leaking out of our ass. So
right.
Not yet.
So that's the thing.
Not yet.
So we have for your happy hour a pleasure this week, Representative John Garamendi. We had to have someone that was fucking there. One of the people on the phone, maybe calling their family to say goodbye, that's hearing rioters, that's hearing gunshots. We have, right? Someone who was there. We have Malcolm Nance, who obviously everybody is talking to on TV in terms of being terrified about what the fuck's going to happen for the inauguration. I'm more nervous than you guys are, but I am fucking nervous about this inauguration. You know, like I get they're trying to root out, you know, white supremacists and people that were involved in the military and the police. But, you know, guess what? It's fucking Wednesday. It's in 5 days.
Yeah.
I have news on so I can see what's going on. Looking at these scenes of troops and military patrols around Washington, D.C., looks like something out of like an apocalyptic film. It's like the town is deserted. Yeah. All you see are military vehicles driving around. Mm-hmm. They were cutting to state capitals where they're putting up chain link fence around the Capitol buildings.
This is what Donald Trump has done to America, Travis. Yeah. This is the America that he's left us.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about work to do. We just, you know, and God bless Joe Biden. Oh my God, it was so boring. That's the best sleep I've had in a while. I was like, oh, a plan that's actually going to work. And it's going to help people. And oh, there's details and competence. And oh.
How boring was it?
Oh,
Joanne Worley?
Boring. Thank you. That happened this week. Joanne Worley called. Did we have Joanne Worley called? Because you know, Lily Tomlin called in a comedy airstrike. And
hi, Stephanie Miller, Joanne Worley calling you. Lily Tomlin just called me and said that you wanted a boring.
How many times are we going to use that, Travis, in the, over the next 4 years? Oh,
I'm
my
be
God.
So bored.
Boring.
Oh, so bored. Yeah, a lot of boredom coming our way.
I could use it. I mean, God, seriously, I apologize. I've said fuck way too many times. I've been holding it. I don't even have my box up here.
Nope.
I can't even have my box. And so I'm sorry. Fuckity, fuckity, honkity, motherfucker, cocksucker. So my point is,
have your box up there next week, though.
This is going to be like 50 years into the next 5 days,
yeah.
Right? It's just so harrowing. John Finkelstein says it's going to be the last days of Nixon meets the last scene in Scarface. I mean, Jesus. I just there's going to be a big finale. I'm terrified.
Yep. Well, we've got to look. All the intelligence is pointing to this Sunday, the 17th, Q. It's Q day. Mm-hmm. So that was the day that they were saying that there was going to be protests. Also taking consideration that Monday's Martin Luther King Day, and if they're wanting a race war, that'd be quite a day for them to do something. So I think Sunday and Monday are going to be two perilous days what happens.
Here's what passed for good news in 2020. I got COVID, so I can't smell the shit of the actual shit that they shit all over our Capitol and our democracy and smeared it in the halls. I can't smell shit.
Glass half full.
Yeah, there you go.
Of shit, Travis. All
but
right,
you can't
so,
taste or smell it, so just enjoy it.
Enjoy Representative John Garamendi and Malcolm Nance, and just have a fucking happy, happy hour, America.
To mention impeached Trump, we did make some history this week.
Twice impeached. Yay! Ow. Yay. Well, there's a good, dirty, happy hour. Stephanie Mills' happy hour. Dirty, dirty, dirty. Fantastic.
Yes.
And then there's a bad, dirty bacteria, virus. Which is why the newdealshop.com exists, right? To clean up your dirty, dirty little life. It is. listen, you can get the clean phone wand. You can get the clean phone. Right? So you can disinfect your phone and all your small objects with the UV light, or the clean phone wand is portable. The battery life lasts forever, and you can take it with you everywhere and just zap everything.
Keep it in that little side pocket in the door of your car, and it's
the
perfect place for it, and you can just, you know, wand everything. Like if you go through a drive-thru, wand that little bag. You have no idea what those people are touching.
Right? I do packages and Amazon stuff and the groceries and my tablet, everything. Take that sucker with you. And right now, they have the real deal KN95 respirator mask. We're finding out there is a difference in what kind of masks we're gonna have to strap in, man. We're going to be in this for a while.
Yeah.
Right now, the New Deal Shop has FDA-authorized KN95 respirator masks, the real deal with anti-fraud labeling. They are tested right here in the U.S. of A, and they are in stock. They ship for free. TheNewDealShop.com. Yeah. Verified, authenticated, FDA-authorized KN95 masks shipped immediately to your home or business. TheNewDealShop.com. Get it like the New Deal, like the right in the historically. Whatever. TheNewDealShop.com. Do it. All right. A lot to get to. Travis, they are, as we speak, obviously on the floor debating impeachment.
And just a little bit of breaking news. We can probably talk to the congressman about this, but Jason Crow was on CNN this morning, and he said they're looking at options for censuring and possibly expulsion for Marjorie Taylor Greene for promoting conspiracy theories.
Good, good. Okay. That would be the QAnon congresswoman.
Yes.
Yep.
They also featured refusing to wear a mask, and also one of the people, I believe, probably freaking out about having to go through a metal detector like all of us do.
The kids have to do
to get into school, and that we have to get on a plane. And they, after the Capitol was overrun by lunatics, they objected to having to go through a metal detector.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because freedoms and stuff.
Right. Yes. Right. Okay. Our friend Representative John Garamendi joins us now on a very, very busy day, and we appreciate it. Hey, Representative.
It's good to be with you, Stephanie. Sounds like you've got a small riot going on your side.
it's just called a morning show. speaking of our great state of California, we've got two of our own representing Eric Swalwell and Ted Lieu are on the our House impeachment managers this time around. So yay California, right?
Well, it's it is a very necessary responsibility they have, and they'll certainly carry it out in good form and order. The tragedy is that we're here to do this again for a very, very important reason. Yeah. Obviously, it's the president. We've had 4 years of it, and finally, it has broken out in a full-on insurrection. So we have to do our duty to protect the Constitution.
Don't you love that? I'm sorry with the delay, Representative. But, yeah, don't you love how they seem to make it like this is fun for us? Like anybody wants to impeach this president twice? I mean, it's just, and there he is again, as usual, taking no responsibility. Asked for the 100th time for the 100th impeachable offense. Do you take any responsibility? No, of course not. It was a perfect statement. Everybody says it was, you know, which is obviously, I mean, at this point, I think it's a danger to even play his comments in any form, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. We've seen the danger that he has created for 4 years and recently with the call to his supporters, come to Washington, it's going to be wild. He spent a month and a half rallying his troops, telling them to come to Washington. 40,000 or more did, and then assembled on the south lawn of the Capitol, the Ellipse. He then incited them to mob violence, to attack the Capitol, to stop the constitutional process of certifying the election. Plain and simple, it was an insurrection. It was an attempted coup. People died. Congress was the capital, the citadel, the symbol of our democracy around the world was invaded, stormed, trashed, the police and others were beaten, but with American flags of all things. Yeah. And the thing that, among the many things that disturbed me, several of them tore down the American flag and put up the Trump flag.
Representative, I've been saying that all week. That was the image that jarred me in my head, is them. You saw the American flag going down and the Trump flag being raised.
Exactly. So we have to take action to do nothing. And many of our Republican colleagues, some of them are my friends. And I'm going, don't you guys understand? Don't you understand what is at risk here? This is the democracy. And don't tell me we're going to divide the country further, which is basically their talking points on the floor is, oh, we're going to divide the country further. Nah. Trump has been 4 years dividing, 4 or 5 years if you count the campaigns, 5 years dividing the country. He specialized in that. And if you want to bring this country back together again, deal with the bully. If you let a bully continue to bully you, you're going to find yourself forevermore on the ground.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. The argument is let's not make the bullies any matter. And that's not how we do it in America. You said it best, Representative, on Twitter. You said these events are a dark stain on our nation's history. We must act quickly to protect the future of our democracy. We have to draw a line in the sand historically that this is just not okay. That no, we do not just move on from this in America, do we?
Well, we're going to etch on the granite stones of this Capitol that a president cannot take any action to stop the first branch of government, the Congress, from doing its constitutional responsibilities. That's what we're going to etch, not a line in the sand, but we're going to etch on the granite that the President of the United States cannot incite a mob to override the constitutional duties and obligations of the first branch of government, the branch of the people, the House of Representatives and the Senate. So it's not a line in the sand. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to impeach this president. And what we're finding is that Republicans are coming to their senses and understanding the risk of not trying the president successfully in the Senate. Carrying out the indictment, the impeachment that the House will put forth today. And the trial, I believe, will ultimately be successful in the Senate. And this man will be forever more prohibited from any office in the United States.
Thank you. And Representative, yes. isn't it, you know, a testament to, you know, to real courage and real leadership that you guys just went ahead with this, even though everyone's like, oh, well, he'll never get convicted in the Senate. Well, look what's happening now. Look what's happening now, because Democrats showed courage and, you know, moved forward with this Who cares at this point? Why? I'm sure you never thought you would hear Liz Cheney say, there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. She told members of her caucus the impeachment vote will be a vote of conscience. In that she is in leadership, this actually is a big deal. Mitch McConnell doing it for his own purposes, saying it will make it easier to purge Trump from his party, who he blames for losing the Senate, which is true. At this point, Representative, who cares why people join us? For their own self-interest or America's self-interest, it is obviously becoming bipartisan, though, isn't it?
Well, it definitely is, and I'm not surprised about Liz Cheney. We've worked very, very closely on the Armed Services Committee for almost 6 years now, and she is a straight arrow. She knows right from wrong. She knows what the Constitution is, and she's acting on it. Whatever reasons the Senate is coming along, I think Republicans are tired of being badgered. They're tired of living in fear that a tweet will come out in the morning and terminate their career. And they know, actually more than the Democrats, the totalitarian, the dictatorship tendencies of Trump, because they've lived with it. They've suffered under it,
and I think they
come to the conclusion they can do away with it. They can put they were, it into
they,
it.
They were in those rooms with you under the threat from the exact same mob. Representative, where were you during this, and what was it like?
Well, because of COVID, a limited number of members, both Democrats and Republicans, were allowed in the chamber at one time. I was in the second group. And I was preparing to come to the floor when all hell erupted and never got past my office. Over in the House office buildings. So I didn't get to the floor. I count myself fortunate that I was not among my colleagues who were terrorized, who were at a serious physical risk and serious risk of death. But nonetheless, all of us, whether we were on the floor or not, lived through a very traumatic situation where we were targeted. The vice president was targeted. Certainly the speaker was targeted. The number one and two people in line to succeed the president. Had they succeeded, and this mob was attempting to get to both the vice president and the speaker to end the line of succession. This comes right out of the history of kings and queens, where they did everything they could to terminate the succession line. So here we are. Here we are with an opportunity to stand up for America, to stand up for democracy, to make it clear that the president cannot incite a mob to overcome the constitutional responsibilities of the Congress of the United States. And so we will impeach him today. And I believe in the next 2-3 weeks or perhaps longer into the future, Donald John Trump will be convicted by the Senate and barred from any public office in the future. He will lose his pension. He will lose his Secret Service protection details. And he will be forever shamed in the history of America.
Good. And by the way, thank you. You tweeted, I'm joining my friend and colleague, Representative Jayapal, in supporting Debbie Dingell's bill to fine representatives who've refused to wear masks in the Capitol. Representative, I was saying earlier on the show, I don't think I've ever been so mad watching that footage of the Republicans smirking and laughing and refusing masks while trapped with their colleagues during this, mob riot. And now three of your colleagues have COVID. I mean, Donald Trump has made this whole party in some ways just awful and selfish. I'm sorry, I don't know how else to put it. Refusing to go through metal detectors, refusing to wear masks. This party, I feel, does need to be purged of some of these people, particularly the ones that helped incite this riot.
Well, certainly there are, I have this vision every time I think about what went on in the Trump rally. I have this vision of Mo Brooks of Alabama standing there before that audience, rallying them, inciting them, and then saying, we've got to go kick ass. Mm-hmm. Well, the ass that needs to be kicked is his out of the Congress of the United States.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, clearly, he was inciting insurrection, and he needs to be removed from the Congress of the United States. But there are a couple of others that are on the edge with regard to the rally. But with regard to mask wearing, I mean, how stupid? How stupid can you be? Knowing that COVID is raging everywhere and that a mask mm-hmm. will help keep you safe and keep somebody else safe if, in fact, you're infected. And it's a total irresponsibility and stupidity. But, hey, maybe that's what they are. Maybe they are irresponsible and stupid.
Yeah. Well, Representative, thanks for fighting the good fight for us out here in California and just for the nation in general. It's you guys will be recorded in history as the good guys. And we thank you for your service.
Well, thank you for making all of these issues available to the public knowledge. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Thanks, Representative. You know, kids, I know they say this presidency is the only one that has not really aged the president. He's the same orange monster he always was. It's aged us, though. It's aged
us. All of us.
So we need tools to combat it, and we have Plexidoin. Because, I'm sorry, we like the New Yorkers. But the Plexiderm, as we say on the West Coast, or Plexidoin, as they say there, it works. Because I'm just saying, it's aged us. And now we're living through an insurrection. We're still in a pandemic. Right? Do you have your own personal WTF face? I do. You have the I literally can't even anymore face. Plexiderm can take care of all of that, right? Even when you smile, when you feel hope, you're like, oh, crow's feet now. Wrinkles, under eye bags, crow's feet. I'm telling you, the pictures and the TV commercials you see, they're actually not voodoo.
They're real. Yeah. Totally real.
I do it every morning. I look right in the mirror. I'm like, OMG, I think this works in like a minute or something. Mm-hmm. I do it right under my eyes. And there you go. I still get the, you look, you know, it may have inched up a little from 35 on Twitter, but I'll take it. Try it. See what I'm talking about. 6 application trial pack, only $14.95. Free shipping. Go to buyplx.com/voices. Or call them at 800-685-1292. Say the code VOICES. Free shipping. 30-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose except wrinkles, fine lines, and under-eye bags. That is buyplx.com/voices or 800-685-1292. And say the code VOICES at checkout. Oh, my God. Good morning, Malcolm Nance. Getting ready for your congressional testimony, of course, on, I assume the subject is terrorism, but specifically white supremacist terrorism?
Well, I think the technical term that we're going to be using today is insurrection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Insurrectionist. Yeah. And believe me, I have a lot to say about it because, as I will announce on the Stephanie Miller Show, I wrote a book about this over the last 6 months, and I will give you the working title. The working title was, They Want to Kill Americans.
Wow. I would like you all to line up one at a time and kiss Malcolm Nance's ass for being right about everything and trying to sound the alarm. Malcolm, everything you've talked about, I mean, and again, I don't know exactly what you're going to say to the Black Congressional Caucus here in a few minutes, but first of all, why was the head of the FBI or the acting attorney general not at this press conference yesterday? What did you think of this press conference?
I actually preferred that it was done that way. So they bring the eye of Sauron over to find them out as they go to destroy the ring. Just send in some low-level minions, make it look like it's street-level arrest, but in fact, they are laying the groundwork for seditionist conspiracy. And based on what the U.S. attorney said, Donald Trump Jr.'s whole family, or Donald Trump's whole family, every person who spoke at that rally, everyone who helped organize that rally, including people like Charlie Kirk, who organized 80 buses to go up there.
Can I just throw a point in here? Yesterday, we played the audio of Sebastian Gorka yesterday. That was at Charlie Kirk's event 2 weeks ago.
Right.
They outlined the event, and that's where Charlie was recruiting people to come to this event.
Yes, this was a planned coup. They had a plan to throw this into the states to actually just give to subvert our democracy, Malcolm. And so yesterday, you're right, the wording they use is the FBI is working with U.S. attorney's offices across the country. Crux of those being in D.C., we're looking at significant felony cases tied to sedition and conspiracy. So in that wording, and I think other wording they use, you're right, does go to that this is going up higher, right?
It is. And let me tell you, there, as you know, I monitor right-wing communications and their organizational communication channels, their structures. And I started writing this book 6 months ago. And I swore I'd never want to write another Trump book. But I felt that I had to write this particular book because it was about how they were turning into not just some of them as terrorists, you know, up and coming terrorists. They were creating an insurgency, a political insurgency and a paramilitary insurgency. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I had wrote that, that if Biden had lost the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Boogaloo Boys, they would have become an unofficial paramilitary of the Trump campaign. They would have become the brown shirts. But now that Biden has won, they are going underground. They are sort of like Saddam Hussein's insurgents, the Saddam Fedayeen. At some point here, and the reason that I've shied away from the use of the word terrorist, though feel free to use it as rhetorically as possible if you feel you were terrorized, and that I've stuck to insurrectionist was the attack last week, right after the Stephanie Miller show, where we talked about this, was an insurrection, an uprising, a violent uprising against the United States. Where they're moving to now is a long-term war, underground war against the United States, and that's an insurgency. And what's going to come out of that insurgency is a political arm where Trump and all of his minions keep trying to destabilize and delegitimize the Biden administration. Then will come paramilitary action and mob action. And finally, and most likely quickly, terrorist attacks by these.
Malcolm, I said this yesterday, this is obviously a critical, terrifying period and the inauguration being a particular target. But I said, we're going to deal with this long after that. I heard you on TV. You know, I know Joy Reid asked you yesterday. I mean, a lot of us are saying, why not put this totally inside? Why not make it totally virtual? I mean, I keep saying, like, I get it, like, oh, we can't, you know, make it look like we're scared of terrorists. It's like, counterpoint, who cares? Like, you seem to say that you were confident, even though we obviously there were elements of military and police that were involved in this insurrection. Tell us your feelings about the inauguration. Obviously, the FBI is warning about a lot of things.
The FBI is warning about a lot of things. They discuss some of the terrorist tactics. One of the things that I haven't heard about is the potential of indirect fire, which is what we call mortars, rockets, propane tanks that will be lobbed in there just as distractions. But you can't guard against everything. But I feel very confident now that, the Capitol will be secure. It'll be an event-free thing, although I've read that there are 17 pro-Trump groups that have put in permit applications. They are blanketly all being denied. And I'm going to be having a discussion with the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, soon to be Governor Muriel Bowser, I hope.
I hope.
And we're going to be discussing security there. So it's pretty secure in this city right now. However, I just want to give a warning out to our right-wing extremist friends, many of whom monitor the Stephanie Miller show while they're crying in their cups. You know, there was an analogy that Admiral Yamamoto, the commander of Japanese forces, made when he attacked Pearl Harbor. And all of his battle commanders were just exuberant and were ready for the next fight. And Yamamoto said, all we have done here was awaken a sleeping giant.
Yeah.
That is what these right-wingers have done. If you've watched the videos, people are shouting them down at the airport, cheering when they're being kicked off of airplanes, shaming them, psychologically damaging them by calling them terrorists and vanilla ISIS. That is how you can all contribute to the recalibration of this. They are now all secession, one step close to secessionist. So now I have a distinct feeling of what it must have been like in Philadelphia after the South tried to break away. But these people are living amongst us. They are in every society. They're probably some of your neighbors, Stephanie, even right
family,
you know, on that lane you live on. You know, these are the people who defiantly still have the Trump signs outside and stop the steal signs. They need to be brought to account. And even if they weren't there, they supported it.
And we talked to Frank Flaguzzi yesterday. You know, we've obviously talked about the need for domestic terrorism laws. But right-wing extremists are using channels on the Encrypted Communication Act, Telegram, now to call for violence against government officials on Inauguration Day, with some extremists sharing knowledge of how to make, conceal, and use homemade guns and bombs. I'm not telling you. I know. I'm just telling our listeners. The messages are being posted in Telegram chat rooms where white supremacist content has been freely shared for months, but chatter on these channels has increased since, obviously, they've been kicked off other platforms. So this is a Dubai-based service that does little moderation of its content. So, you know, Frank talked about, like, part of this going underground, now we can't monitor as closely, right?
Well, yes and no. And, you know, Frank's an FBI counterintelligence guy. I'm an NSA, you know, signals intelligence guy. So for me, I prefer what we call channelization of enemy command and control. And that's where you knock down all their little nodes, like Facebook and Parler and Twitter, and you move them to one channel where they think they're secure.
Okay.
As no, I love monitoring people because people do not lie when they communicate with each other generally. When they're posting this stuff, they think that they have a secure vehicle to plot conspiracy. The FBI might want to inform them that Telegram is a foreign national-based platform.
Yeah.
Which the United States government has the right to monitor at any time. Even if there are American citizens on there, they can get warrants. And Telegram will be essentially a holding pen for all these people that are going to get arrested. Mm-hmm.
And Malcolm, you, as you are terrifying, and Twitter form as well. you said far-right extremist groups are using the Capitol attack to recruit new members, and you said evidence is revealing that murder cells and capture and kill teams were in that mob hunting politicians. Talk to us about that for a minute.
There were, and I really think we need to popularize the phrase murder cells. Okay, a murder cell is a terrorist organization or a body of people who flow in with mobs or, you know, the street or whatever is happening. And they are an organized team who will go in there and would look for victims, certain victims. Capture and kill teams are the same thing. You know, these guys, this mob went in there. They had zip ties. They had all of their military equipment. By the way, these were the Proud Boys, the Boogaloo Boys, Oath Keepers by the hundreds.
Yeah.
Were there with their Oath Keeper shirts. All of these people are paramilitaries, and they intended to kidnap, capture, and kill many of the members of Congress. It would have been a bloodbath, and it would have had to have been a bloodbath because then Capitol Hill police would have had to have gone to full-scale open warfare, which means everybody. So, we would have lost hundreds.
So some of this we can count on their stupidity. You tweeted, Ali Alexander is confessing to planning the attack on the U.S. and naming his co-conspirators, some of whom were congresspeople, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
these people are so stupid because they're proud of what they did. Ali Alexander is this, Ali Alexander Akbar, I think his name is Akbar. He is this right-wing extremist and he was there. He had said that he had met and was communicating with three congressmen. He named them all in a video Facebook post out there. And now I just carbon copied it to the FBI.
Yep.
Along with everybody else. I mean, this man, by the way, he's in hiding.
He's in hiding.
Yeah. I know, as all cowards are. So speaking of the FBI, so obviously this story, the day before the riot, the FBI office in Virginia issued an explicit internal warning that extremists were preparing to travel to Washington to commit violence and war. This is an internal document, right? The Washington Post got that contradicts them saying they had no intelligence indicating any pro-Trump protest plan to do harm. A situational information report, you know what that is, I guess, approved for release the day before the U.S. Capitol riot, painted a dire portrait of dangerous plans, including individuals sharing a map of the complex's tunnels, possible rally points for conspirators to meet, right? We read this, the thread that said, be ready to fight. Congress needs to hear glass breaking doors being kicked in, blood from their BLM and Pantifa slave soldiers being spilled, get violent, stop calling it a march or a rally or a protest, go there ready for war. We get our president or we die. We're going to find out about it. I mean, there's a lot of cover your ass going on right now, right? About who warned who about what and what the F happened here.
One thing about intelligence, we can develop it, we can collect it, we can disseminate it. But as the old CIA saying is, you can develop intelligence, but you can't make them think. We give that to the consumer. Unfortunately, the consumer was the person who was leading the insurrection.
Yeah.
So if you want to why there was limited security at the Capitol, it was just the regular day watch. Normally, they would have all three watch sections there, 2,300 cops.
There were 50 DHS agents staged near the Capitol that weren't deployed in time to help. They were just waiting there, right? Yep.
Well, you know, a lot of that happens when you think white people are benign and that this is the president's supporters and they are no different than an Iowa high school tour group. Then now you see it. It's been exposed. You have your insurrectionist. These are the enemies of the United States now. Shame them when you see them.
Malcolm, real quick, before we go, we're long, but you have said, and I heard you say it again yesterday on TV, the military will not be involved in this. The Joint Chiefs obviously reminded American forces yesterday of their oath to defend the Constitution and used some pretty strong language about it. So you remain confident about that, correct?
Yeah. That letter yesterday will become one of the most key historic documents in U.S. military history, equal to George Washington, maybe a little less, but similar to George Washington's Newburgh Address when he stopped the army from rebelling in the American Revolution. That was a call to arms. My favorite part, he says, we stand against insurrectionist and sedition. It's like, bang.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Okay.
Just put it on the table, y'all. They ain't going to stand for this.
All right. You run along to your second priority, Congress, now. Go testify to Congress. Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks for your number one priority. Love you, Malcolm.
Thank you, Malcolm.
All right. And scene for happy hour. But listen, kids, we cannot tell you enough to be safe. We, Travis, Chris, and I all got COVID, despite being trying to be really, really safe. Mm-hmm. It is going to be with us for a while. We're in a brutal epicenter out here in California. There are new strains, right? There's mm-hmm. more contagious strains. You've got to get all your tools. You got to get your clean phone wand, your KN95 respirator mask, your hand sanitizer. They have it all at thenewdealshop.com. And one of the things we're learning, right? We're new at this. We get a free telehealth with Dr. Doom every week, but you maybe can't do that. So listen to us. You need the real masks. We're finding that some masks are better than others. And the New Deal Shop has the FDA authorized KN95 masks with anti-fraud labeling on every single package. You can check it right out, verify it on the website. They're tested right here in the US of A. They provide the most significant level of protection. If you're going anywhere, Chris, you could have gotten it at a supermarket, at a gas station. I could have gotten it at a bike shop. I could have gotten it at the airport. I don't know. The point is, you have got to get the real deal masks if you're going out anywhere. The New Deal Shop, verified, authenticated, FDA authorized KN95 masks. Do it now. I'm trying to panic you. Do it now. TheNewDealShop.com. TheNewDealShop.com.